Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Stay tuned at 2. You got WEEI Afternoons. Yeah, I got Hart. Yeah, I got Fitzy. You got Ted. Plus, they talked to NFL insider Adam Schefter today at 3:45.
Yeah. By the way, Adam Schefter, one of his latest tweets.
Oh.
He was talking about the guy Rob Ninkovich wants the Patriots to get.
Yes, this was the Myles Garrett update. Yes.
Yeah.
Hit me with it.
For those wondering if the Browns would consider trading Myles Garrett by Tuesday's deadline, the answer is, in the words of one source, quote, no chance. No chance. Source added.
Oh.
Added to that.
This is a one-source story, though, Keith. I mean, typically you want multiple sources on a story like this.
And Schefter famously said the Pats wouldn't trade Jimmy Garoppolo for 4 first-round picks.
Good point.
Source added, quote, people have a better chance of winning the lottery.
Right, well, that is.
Now, I read that and thought there was a story about a woman in Ohio, I think, won the lottery twice. So I'm like, wait a minute.
Is it no chance or is it you can win the lottery? Because you.
People have won the lottery. People are constantly winning the lottery.
Yeah. You have a better chance of winning the lottery means there is a chance.
Yeah.
Mega Millions up to $754
million. Ooh.
Next drawing on Friday.
I like that.
Halloween.
Oh man, we could really
go
bananas on Halloween if we won that thing.
We could
think
do it
up. Death Stars.
Yes. Oh, I'd surround myself in Lego Death Stars. But, I'd empty all the pieces into the tub and then just lay in it. I wouldn't even build it. Like, these are all the pieces for several Lego Death Stars.
Swim through it like Donald Duck. Scrooge McDuck. Just
those Lego
everywhere.
Pieces?
That would hurt.
Yeah. Oh, hurt like hell, Nick, yeah. But it'd feel great at the
hurt
same
so
time.
Good. Yeah. Hurt so good is what that would do.
You can't afford an ice pack?
Yeah. His own source is contradicting himself, though.
Yeah, no chance. People have a better chance of winning the lottery.
Okay.
However, a chance. So I guess Ninkovich's dream lives on.
Well, I was going to say, does Schefter know that Ninkovich slid into his DMs? I mean, is Schefter aware of that?
I don't think the source knows that.
Good point.
Schefter might. But
Schefter might.
Yeah.
But yeah, good
point. Source is unaware of that.
So anyway, he'll be on today, and he predicted that Kyle Duggar would not be a Patriot by the trade deadline. He was right about that.
Correct.
So we'll see if he has any more intel here today. Perhaps we'll have intel on A.J. Brown. And you heard Mike Florio there on PFT. Talking about the Eagles quietly shopping A.J. Brown, maybe the Patriots and Mike Vrabel would be a destination for A.J. Brown. Speaking of Vrabel, you'll hear from him at any moment when he hits the podium, so stay tuned.
Oh, yeah, shortly.
Here on Jones and Keefe.
How about that?
But Florio said in a separate portion that you didn't hear there, he said there was a report over the weekend the Eagles are not expected to trade wide receiver A.J. Brown. He said that was the headline. But when you look a little deeper, it sure looks like the Eagles are willing, if not eager, to get phone calls on A.J. Brown. He said that was going into Sunday's game, a game in which Saquon Barkley erupted, had his best game of the year. A.J. Brown did not play. I've heard of several teams interested in Brown. This, to me, feels like an effort by the Eagles to shop A.J. without actually shopping him. So I felt this way all along, and I'm not telling you the Patriots are getting him. He's the one who linked the Patriots to it, and it makes sense. Vrabel coached him in Tennessee. Although I've heard Burt Breer say that Vrabel also knows the medical records on A.J. Brown. The reason they weren't willing to extend him, which he disagreed with at the time, but this is 4 or 5 years ago, you know, like he knows what the long-term medical assessment is of A.J. Brown and his knees. So that's why the Titans were hesitant to pay him. Maybe Vrabel now agrees with that more based on this timeline than when he was the coach of Tennessee a few years ago. I'm not telling you the Patriots are getting him. I don't even know if the Patriots would want him. I think they probably should, but I would get if they feel like they have a good thing going on culture-wise and their receiver room is doing enough. I get them saying, I think we have enough in that room. We don't need to bring in a malcontent who's on a winning team right now, won the Super Bowl, and is pissed. But I don't think it's a real hamstring injury with A.J. Brown, and I've said that since last week.
Yeah.
It came up out of nowhere after arguably his best game of the year, 2 touchdowns, 100-plus yards, in a win for the Eagles. All of a sudden, he's out with a hamstring injury, and now it's the bye week leading into the trade deadline. That feels like a player, just like the Patriots did with Keon White and Kyle Duggar.
Mm-hmm.
Healthy scratches, inactive. Keep him healthy so we can trade him. I would agree with Florio. I think they're shopping him. I have no idea if the Pats are going to get him or not, but I bet he moves by the deadline.
And it kind of feels like that because this felt like a year ago, the only thing that was going to save it was winning a Super Bowl, and they won a Super Bowl. But it's only going to save it for so long. It felt like the ship had sailed with A.J. Brown and Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts and just the offense. Even when they get him the ball, he's not happy about it. Even he and Devontae Smith a couple weeks ago, when they did have a lot of success, were pissed that they didn't have like more success.
Yeah, Devontae Smith was like, throw me the ball every time. I could do this
every
time.
They're like, we said we could do this. Like, we called our shot on this, and like they didn't do it. And like, they're 6-2.
Yep.
They might be the best team in the NFC still, but it's got like a weird kind of vibe around it. You know, it's almost like going back to the, remember when the Patriots in 2019 had a great record?
100%.
And you're like, all right, I don't know how sustainable this is. Like, it doesn't feel like they're a great team and they might have been better before. So, like, it's obviously it's tough to repeat in the NFL, and I think they're dealing with it. Plus, they run the ball so effectively. Barkley finally had a really good game last week. I wonder if they're like,
well,
we're good.
That's Florio's point.
Yeah.
Florio is like, not only did they shut him down with a what I think is a fake hamstring injury.
Yeah.
I never saw it in the game he played. He actually dominated the last game he played, and then he missed every practice. So it's not like he showed up to a Wednesday practice, tweaked something, and then they shut him down. He didn't practice at all last week, leading into the bye week with the trade deadline on Tuesday. So Florio makes the point that Barkley had his best game, and they're gonna lean on that. They're remaking their offense. They're less reliant on the passing game and A.J. Brown. And look, I think Howie Roseman is not afraid to make bold trades, so I wouldn't rule that portion of it out. I just think A.J. Brown's real interesting because, number one, the Pats could get him.
Of course he is.
And number two, if the Patriots don't get him, where's he going, and is that a team you might have to face at some point?
Yeah, you know.
Like, Buffalo needs a receiver.
Yeah, if he goes to Buffalo, that's not ideal.
Do the Chiefs need a receiver? I actually kind of feel like their receiver room, now that Rice is back, makes a lot more sense.
I think between Rice and Worthy and Kelce, I think they might be okay. Because there's been a lot of times, although, didn't they get DeAndre Hopkins? It was 2 years ago?
Like, last year.
They kind of dipped in on that. So, I don't know. Maybe they would consider it. But, yeah, I mean.
Hopkins is in Baltimore now. Could Baltimore use a receiver?
Yeah.
So
I mean, probably.
I mean, I agree. So
I mean, everybody could use A.J. Brown, but, is another way. I mean, besides Cincinnati.
But some of the teams that you could be dealing with might be the ones who get him if you don't. So there's that aspect of it, too. And look, I half understand if the Patriots are like, we have a good thing going. We do not need A.J. Brown coming in here and demanding targets. I feared for that with Diggs. Brown is a better player than Diggs. Diggs has not done that. Maybe A.J. Brown, you'd have a honeymoon period, too. I half understand not wanting him here. But he is wildly talented. He's been hardly thrown to all year. When they throw to him, he's still clearly fine. So I just think that is a big potential piece that could move. And if you don't get him, maybe another AFC contender does. And that could be the difference in a playoff game. I mean, we saw last
year
how dominant he can be when they use him right.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, it's wide open when you look at the AFC, hence why we've discussed so much about the Patriots and how far they could possibly go. But A.J. Brown would be a big swing, you know, for somebody to take a chance. And obviously with Philadelphia, even now where he's disgruntled and not happy and, you know, not even playing in all the games, he's still a good receiver, still a really productive receiver. So, yeah, we'll see. It does feel, though, like that might be the big name that gets dealt between now and Tuesday. Wouldn't be a shocker.
Yeah, I'm not forecasting he comes here, but I bet he's dealt by the trade deadline because that has smelled fishy the whole entire time. Since they shut him down leading into the bye week.
So if he doesn't come here, but he goes for like a third round pick or something,
that'd
be insane, right? Like if he goes for a two.
I would not give up a first for him anymore. I would have weeks ago, I would have in the offseason. I currently would not do that. He's been enough of a headache there, and there's enough question in my mind. where I wouldn't give up a one for him, but I would give up a two. If he goes for a two, I'd be annoyed the Patriots didn't get him. I would.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, I understand not wanting to upset that room, but...
For somebody like that, though.
A.J. Brown and Steph Diggs with Drake May?
I like that.
Wheels up. So I would do a second
rounder.
Get
our hotels in San Fran.
About the only player I'd do a first rounder for is Brian Thomas Jr. We talked about that earlier in the show.
Because of his age.
You know, out of guys who are realistically available.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess different reports say differently, but his name has popped up.
Mm.
If you get him for a first rounder, sure. He's young enough. He was awesome a year ago. Get him. Second rounder for A.J. Brown, sure. And if he goes to Buffalo, if he goes to Buffalo for a second or third rounder, that might shift the power in the division.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a big-time one because that's the one real knock I have. Is like James Cook's awesome. Josh Allen's awesome. They don't have a very good receiver.
No.
That would change things pretty dramatically.
It's true. Were you saying, is Vrabel about to
I think he's probably hitting the podium here any moment.
Okay. I have an ad about AI, but he'll be up moving.
Okay, good. So yeah, Vrabel will be at any moment as we lead up to the trade deadline. I'm sure he'll be asked about trades they made yesterday.
Yeah.
The Jones extension.
Oh, definitely.
Every time he asks or they ask him about any future trades and what would they do, he pretty much says, well, yeah, we're always looking to upgrade the roster. Speaking of the head coach, here's Mike Vrabel.
Why was it important to extend Marcus Jones at this time?
I think it's something that, you know, we've talked about and wanted to, you know, I think he embodies everything that we're looking for here in a player and a teammate on the field and the community. You know, something that we were excited about doing and glad that he wanted to get that done and be with us moving forward.
Mike Smith said last month that Keon White was going to be a big part of what you guys do. Why did you feel it was important to move on now?
You know, I think that, you know, just the timing of everything and where we're at as a team, we felt like it was, you know, the right thing to do. And we get a lot of guys in that room. And, you know, we just felt like at this particular time to make those moves that we made with him and Kyle and, you know, really better make our focus here against the Falcons, a team that we don't know much about, haven't played in 5 years or, you know, 4 or 5 years. So wish Keon the best, wish Kyle the best. Appreciate their professionalism. And added some other guys here to the roster too.
Mike, specific on Keon, I know he played in the last preseason game. You give him a shot there. He's also someone who started camp as a kind of a first-team starter role. Why do you think ultimately it just didn't work out with him?
Yeah, I'm not trying to, you know, figure those things out. I'm trying to prepare the team for the Falcons and wish him the best of luck. And we have a huge challenge here. Again, taking on a great skill team offensively with a lot of speed and home run hitting ability. Defense, it's hardly gives up a lot of yards. Certainly tough throwing the football against them. You know, A.J. Terrell's having another fantastic year. Bates, if you make a mistake, it'd be a turnover. A lot of young rushers. You know, so, again, those are the things that I'm focused on right now.
Mike, to that end, what kind of challenges does Bijan Robinson present?
Many, many. I think if there's any crack, he's going to test our edge. He's going to test our wall. And he's going to test everything we do about having guys swarming to the football. There have been some good defenses that he's been able to, you know, gain yards against. And their three victories, they average 186 yards a game on the ground. And it's not like they're manufacturing a lot. Not a lot of those are the quarterback. It's Bijan and Algier.
I think what are you seeing from Drake, maybe before the snap, after the snap, that's helping him have success with the deep ball?
Well, I think there's a lot of trust there. I think it starts with trust. I think just being able to put it in a position where those guys can make a play. So, again, I think that there's one, trust. It's location. And then guys are doing a good job down the field. I mean, we had one that was, you know, taken away earlier in New Orleans with a tough, you know, decision there from the referee. But, you know, that's how it goes. Even Ramondre's the other day. You know, Ramondre comes down with the ball. It's just, you know, a little wide. And so, again, I think the guys that he's been throwing to have helped him. And I think he stays patient. I don't think he, you know, panics and launches it or throws it 7 yards out of bounds. But I think there's been a lot of improvement from training camp and seeing some of those passes. And I don't think there was as many completed in this regular season as there were in preseason. I'm glad they were saved. I'm glad we saved them for the regular season. So I think there's a lot of things that go into it. Certainly when you do those longer developing routes, there has to be a good pocket, you know, for the quarterback to step up in. And I think that that's been the case as well.
Mike, with things going so well of late for you guys, obviously five straight wins and a lot of handy wins, does it almost challenge you in a way to avoid complacency setting in with every team?
I think that that's what we're always trying to do, is not allow these what have you good times, you know, soften us up mentally and just let things slip that, you know, we didn't, you know, things we weren't doing earlier in the season, or the way that we prepare, or the things that we, you know, want to believe in as a team. And so it's always a good reminder, especially in this league where anything can happen. You know, we talk about having an identity, and, you know, the identity doesn't care where you play, it doesn't care what time it is, and it doesn't care what the score is. It just, you either have it or you don't.
Mike, you have some uncertainty.
I was going to say, I think even before the season started, you told us and the players echo that you wanted to be a team who is be stronger in the second half than first half of games, and finished, I'm paraphrasing, but finished strong. Certainly something we saw in last week's game. What do you think are the commonalities that have made this team stronger in that game than another?
I think they're conditioning. I think that they're working during the week. I think they practice hard as you get into the second half of the game. I don't think that we panic based on where the score is or who's getting the ball, or, you know, I think we've adjusted well. I think our players, again, even little things, maybe the speed of the Browns and the defense, I think that's hard to recreate early in the game, where there may be one run that we had early in the game, didn't look too hot, and come back in it later in the game and you see, you know, linemen getting off on the backer that's running through just, you know, a half a step sooner and able to get the block and get the back through, as opposed to, you know, maybe earlier in the game it was, you know, it was a little faster than what we had been able to show them in practice. So the players do a good job of adjusting to some of those things, and you know, can still be better. You know, still too sloppy in some situations, and we'll need to, you know, be great and, you know, much better in the red zone if we're able to get down there this week.
Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel here on WEEI.
Was obviously out last week, and you'll have some uncertainty to deal with. I think he's going to be out there today in Atlanta, just doing a walkthrough. But between him and Cousins, do you have to prepare fully for both guys?
Well, I mean, there's more mobility and, you know, which hand you're going to use to match. And, you know, that was the thing I thought we did a nice job getting our hand on the football last week. We had 8 PBUs, and we got a couple at the line of scrimmage in the pass rush situation, and those usually end up getting intercepted. So we'll practice, you know, both ways, and, you know, we'll have to make sure that, you know, one's a little bit more mobile than the other, and then be ready to go. I think the concepts are similar, but, you know, there'll be some different play styles that are different between, obviously, Michael and Kirk.
Mike, when you're putting your game plan together, how much, if at all, do you take into account the officiating?
No, I don't think that's something, you know, we remind him of some things, and maybe whether it was last week with a crew that had called a lot of line of scrimmage penalties, or the things we talked about on Wednesday, you know, starting early on about make sure that the receivers are checking, that they're looking over, they're looking at the foot, that the defensive lineman, if you think you're close, back up. Told, you know, same crew that we had in Miami, and can explain to those things and say, hey, you know, whether you think you're in the neutral zone with this particular crew, you probably are. And maybe you lined up the same way for 3 weeks and had a different crew and somebody called it differently. So we talk about those things. But as far as game planning, I don't think that's something that would go into it. More reminders and about, you know, play style and things that we have to do and what their mechanics are.
It seems like Iris Tonga has been instrumental in helping with the run game, stopping the run game this season. Considering you are going up against Bijan this week, just what have you seen from him this season, and just why is that he's so effective?
Well, I can, you know, great teammate, first and foremost, great person. Love being around him. Plays square, plays with his hands, tries to controlled a blocker, plays with great effort. And so those things usually help you, you know, at the line of scrimmage.
Okay, that's Mike Vrabel. He's going to keep going here, but I think Tonga is where we're going to call it. And he's been a good player.
Yes.
But yeah. I mean, I got to be honest. I try to do this as little as possible, but I'm pretty disappointed in the line of questioning. One question about Marcus Jones, one about Keon White, a pseudo follow-up, and then we were on to the Falcons.
Yeah, Bijan Robinson. Like, okay.
We got three combined questions.
He clearly didn't really want to talk about Keon White. He did the we wish him the best.
We only got one question on even. Dig in more on Marcus Jones, though. Like, I don't know.
That was it.
He embodies everything we stand for. Done. Keon White felt like it was the right thing to do. A lot of guys in the room. He did say, I appreciate their professionalism. I don't remember him saying that about Peppers. I'd have to double check.
No.
And then he said, again, I'm not trying to figure old things out. We're on to the Falcons in a follow-up. That was it. So, like, I don't know, big, busy news day for the Patriots yesterday, and we get, at least to start that press conference, three questions.
One dude asked him if he changes the game plan based on the refs.
That was CP, I thought.
I'd never heard of that.
Maybe I'm wrong about that.
Oh, yeah. We scout all the refs, and we're like, can't throw it today.
Our guy Allen down there was ready to talk Bijan. He didn't want any of the breaking news yesterday. It was on to Bijan. Hey, Bijan's good, right? Yep.
Yeah, I don't know.
We got which hands the quarterbacks use. That was pretty good. Not a ton out of Ray. Not really what I was looking for personally, but so maybe they'll circle back to it.
He's my takeaway is he didn't really want to talk about Keon White. Didn't want to, you know, that was almost like a Belichick thing. If you ask him about a player they traded, he wants to talk about the players that are here. It's an easy kind of like not even going
to
get into it.
Usually with Bill, they tried a little harder to get something.
Oh, they might have. But I'm saying from Vrabel's stance.
So why do you think that is? Does that tell you anything about White and Duggar, or is that just a message to the team? Guys, we're on to the Falcons. Don't worry about those guys. Didn't even play for us last week. Don't worry about
them. Yeah, no, I think it's a little bit of that. I think Vrabel's also, I mean, I don't know. Those guys they've shown some success in the league. They didn't really fit the system here. Do you want to even talk about, like, well, we couldn't get him to do anything? Like, I don't know. It probably doesn't really help you at all. I guess my one takeaway would be when he hypes up Marcus Jones and he's like, I think he embodies everything we're looking for. You mentioned how he was named a captain at the beginning of the year. I think that also is a message. You're doing all the things we want you to do. You're having a good year. We're not going to wait to the very end of the year and then nickel and dime you. Like, we'll get a deal done during the season if we feel like that's appropriate.
We'll pay you. Yeah. We're not going to get to the end of the year, negotiate, slap a franchise transition tag on you. We'll pay you.
Yeah.
I guess there was one question about the trade deadline that just happened. Vrabel said they are building a program, which, and I'm reading here from Andrew Callahan of the Boston Herald, says that suggests they're taking a long view. I'd say their approach yesterday suggests long view. And I don't miss Kyle Duggar, and I don't miss Keon White per se, but I also wasn't trying to subtract depth for some pick swap that maybe will work out for you next year or not.
Right.
But that appears to be the approach, at least as of now, although there's some big names out there, including A.J. Brown, at the trade deadline. 617-779-7937. Stay tuned. You got WEEI Afternoons coming your way at 2 o'clock. Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour, and right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Grab Bag.
It certainly is time for Grab Bag here at Jones & Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss World Series last night. Game 4. It was Vladdy Jr. and the Blue Jays beating the Dodgers 6-2. This bad boy now even at 2 games apiece. Game 5 tonight in L.A., 8 o'clock first pitch. It'll be your guy Trey Yesavage.
Yeah.
For the Jays opposite Blake Snell.
Again, I would say advantage Dodgers, although the last time I talked to Blake Snell, he did not pitch well.
I thought last night would have been the end of the series, game 4, that they would have swept.
By now, yeah. I thought the Dodgers would have swept. I certainly thought, based on how they lost game 1 when Snell was out there, they'd be up 3-1 with Ohtani on the mound. But I do find it interesting. Did you get much blowback for your Ohtani? I know we got it from Susan in Worcester.
Susan was hot about it. Yep.
Although I guess that was really... Roman Anthony negativity, now that I think about it.
Right.
Did you get any blowback for your Ohtani? Oh, I thought he was the best player ever, Keith. He can't even pitch against Toronto. Did you get any of that?
No. You do get, some of the, he's not even, the best hitter. I'm like, well, I didn't say he was the best hitter of all time. I said he's the best baseball player of all time.
Right.
And then that puts you on the short list of best athlete. And then when you compare what he's doing to what everybody else is doing or has done, I'll still take Ohtani. The pushback was more specific to, I understand he's not the greatest pitcher ever, mm-hmm. but he's really, really good. And then same with the hitter. Honestly, he might be close to one of the best hitters ever. I mean, for me, it's like Bonds. Bonds is better in my lifetime.
Yeah. How many guys have
that
gone
might
50?
Be it?
How many guys have gone 50-50? Not many.
That might be it. Yeah.
I wouldn't back away from that by any means, but I was a little disappointed in his outing last night.
Yeah, that was too bad. But good for Guerrero. Guerrero's a big game player.
Well, that is what's been unbelievable, and I think – getting into this World Series, what's roped me in is that it's Ohtani on one side and then it's Vladdy on the other. There's star power and guys playing at the height of their games on both sides. I think the Shane Bieber stuff is interesting. A lot of Red Sox fans, I think now retroactively, are like, oh, well, Breslow should have been in on Shane Bieber and he should have got him, which I don't think you're wrong about. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I just think Bieber hadn't really pitched all that great in the postseason until last night. He was spectacular last night.
He was.
But I think his ERA was in the mid-4s with a 1.5 whip in the postseason entering that. So I wouldn't overstate what he has. And also it's another rookie on the mound for the Blue Jays tonight. So we'll see how they play or how they fare. But I'd take the Dodgers.
From this grab bag, life has begun. From this grab bag, Jones and Keith are the ones. On the radio is where they belong. From this grab bag.
That was beautiful.
Lady grab bag.
A lady grab bag.
A lady grab bag.
You're welcome in the bag, ladies.
All are welcome.
That was I feel like I needed a lighter or something that.
That was beautiful.
Just to groove along.
Dim the lights a little bit. Boston Celtics are in action tonight. They're looking for their second win of the season. They are home to the Cleveland Cavaliers. 7 o'clock tip-off. C's are 3.5-point dogs to the Cavs tonight, which probably fair. I'd probably still take the Cavs.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I would probably. I think I'm
you'd
surprised.
Load up on the
well,
Cavs.
No, maybe. I'm just surprised that's the line. I would have thought the Celtics were bigger underdogs. I know they're at home. I would have thought they're bigger underdogs.
Some grab bag once told me Jones is kind of lonely. He's got the softest hands on the show.
True.
And Keith was looking kind of dumb with his finger and his thumb in the shape of a grab bag on his forehead.
I thought my finger was going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, I feel like I got the worst end of that.
You may have.
Yeah.
Yeah, you may have.
Ouch.
But you know, take it up with the listeners.
Okay.
According to Mike Reese, D'Ernest Johnson, the running back, is in Gillette Stadium. I think of D'Ernest Johnson.
D'Ernest.
D'Ernest.
I like it.
Yeah.
I was aiming a little higher with my running back depth, but that's been a...
I'd take D'Ernest.
I've had fantasy shares before.
Oh, my God,
it didn't
yeah.
go great.
No.
But I've had shares.
He was a starting back at times.
If I'm going to yeah. sign him to my fantasy team, the Patriots yeah. could find a roster spot for him, sure.
Yeah.
It's time for grab bag.
It's a pretty good Aussie.
That's nice.
Rest in peace.
How about
pretty good,
that?
Pretty yeah. good Aussie. Jones, good news for the Utah Mammoth.
Oh.
They have signed Logan Cooley to an 8-year, $80 million extension.
8 years, $80
million? 8 years, $80
million. Wow, what a get. Good yeah. Good for yeah. that. That's a good deal. Honestly,
yeah.
that or the Marcus Jones contract, probably better value on, what's his name again? Ed Cooley?
No, it's Logan Cooley.
Chris Cooley.
Not to be confused with Chris Cooley.
Okay.
I had him in fantasy.
Oh,
he'd catch, a tight, he'd catch
real,
you that touchdown.
Real nice player, yeah.
No. Logan, don't call me Ed Cooley.
They call him Cool Whip.
They do.
That's his nickname.
He's only 21 years old.
Good get.
Great get.
Good job, Mammoth.
He can drink those half beers out in Utah, whatever those non-alcoholic beers that they have. Those are always good.
I'm bringing grab bag. Bag. Yeah. Jones and Keefe.
How about this just into the news desk? Jim Nantz and Tony Romo will be on the call for Patriots and Bucks. So
two
we're
weeks.
Getting ahead. Yeah, two
so that
weeks.
Did not get flexed. I saw no. that this morning. I guess I didn't realize what the broadcast team was. So we get a Nantz Romo game.
For the first time since 2023. Meaning Gerard Mayo never got Nantz and Romo.
But if he did.
Would have been amazing.
Could have gone a lot differently.
He might still be here.
He might. It might have. I was holding him back. I think one of many things.
Could be.
Grab bag. Aha! Fighter of the bag grab. Aha! Champion of fun. Aha! Jones and Keefe at 1:30 every day for everyone. Next up when the Red Sox preempt them. Grab bag.
Mercedes Lewis. Signed with the Broncos practice squad.
How old? He's old,
he's
right?
He's the same age as us.
Nice.
He is 41 years old.
Good for him.
And he's out there still getting it done.
Go get that done, yeah.
I guess. And she's watching him with those eyes.
And she's loving with that grab bag.
I
just
know it's... I know a lot of people were getting hot and bothered about the fact that Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups were going to continue to get paid while on leave. Well,
not
update
so fast.
To that.
Oh.
Yeah, Lee Corso, not so fast, my friends. They're not going to be paid. The money's going to be put in escrow.
Oh.
I don't know what that does or where that goes. So eventually they probably will get paid.
Not going to help Terry Rozier with his mob debts.
No.
Can't imagine the Mafia's thrilled with that.
No. Harder to access the money in escrow.
I don't think that's going to go great for him specifically.
No.
But okay, Adam Silver, not just, you know, letting everybody bet on the league. He's now playing with his players' lives, apparently.
Yeah,
ex-players' lives. Good for them. Good.
Stealing the money from them. All right, your horror movie of the day as we are just two sleeps away from Halloween. Yeah, behind you right now, Jones, we're watching Misery.
Yeah, it's not really a horror movie.
Have you ever seen Misery?
Well, but is it?
That is a horror movie.
It wouldn't be more of like a thriller or suspense. It's horror?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's horrifying.
I guess I think a horror movie is like a monster.
So this is the Wiggy argument. Wiggy's like, it needs to be like... Michael Myers.
I mean, she's quite a monster in the movie.
She
I have seen
She takes
this.
A sledgehammer to his ankles. It's written by Stephen King.
Yeah, he wasn't following the rules, Keith.
No, he wasn't. Change the ending!
She laid out the rules very clearly.
Tell a different story, writer. great performance. Oscar winning, I believe, for Kathy Bates in this one. She just pulled out a knife. Get a little play-by-play of that.
Nice.
But no, I would say that's a horror movie, but it's not the horror movie of the day.
Okay.
It just happens to be the one that's on behind you. I'm going with Wrong Turn. 2003's Wrong Turn.
Oh, Wrong Turn.
No, U-Turn, I believe, is another movie, but no, I went with Wrong Turn.
Good one.
Starring Watertown's own Elijah Dushku. Nice. This was a good one. This was a really enjoyable time. It was basically Deliverance, but even more of a horror movie than Deliverance.
Oh.
Backwoods, West Virginia. You never know what you're going to find in the woods of West Virginia. Spoiler, cannibals. It's going to be cannibal.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say it's a sexier Deliverance. But
well, it's sexy, all right.
Yeah.
Because you have two couples. They're on a little bit of a road trip. Something happens. Let's just say they took a wrong turn. And now, cannibals.
Okay.
Oh, it's awesome.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's real good.
All right.
Streaming right now.
I'll add it to the Might Watch.
What do we got? Prime? Yeah, it's on Prime right now.
All right, good.
And something called Plex.
I got Prime, Brad.
You got Prime?
Yeah.
Oh, you doing all right?
Nice.
Jill's doing okay.
It's Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe.
Let's find out who the best basketball performer was from last night. Was it Alex Sarr? 31 points, 11 boards, 5 assists. Was it Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? 31 points, 9 boards, 4 dimes. Was it Jalen Brunson? 36 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Was it Tyrese Maxey?
I think so.
39 points, 3 rebounds, and 10 assists.
He's
in
been
a
awesome.
Sixers overtime win. Or was it Giannis Antetokounmpo, 37 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists, and a Bucks win over the Knicks?
So Giannis is a good one. That's a high degree of difficulty, but I think I'm going to go Tyrese Maxey. He's had such a good start. I'll give it to him.
We've only been doing this a week. I feel like Maxey and SGA, obviously, have been on like half the time.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, we're going with another World Series hero. No, not really a hero, but he played in 2 World Series.
Ooh, 2.
Yeah, he's a first baseman. Also played some corner outfield, but primarily a first baseman, a little bit of DH. He played for 4 teams in an 11-year big league career. Played for the Cleveland Indians, the Minnesota Twins, the Seattle Mariners, and the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. He played from 89 to 99.
Okay, so I was bracing for a Blue Jay or Dodger. Got it. Okay.
89 to 99.
Yeah.
So as a World Series winner with Minnesota and a World Series loser with Cleveland.
Ken Herbeck? No.
It is not Ken Herbeck. He is, let's see, season high of 31 home runs, season high of 93 RBI.
Ooh.
Career 257 hitter.
Oh, well.
No, not the best.
He play in the corner outfield too, but you primarily think of him as a first baseman.
Yeah, you think of him as a first baseman.
He lost with Cleveland, yeah. Won with Minnesota.
Yeah. And Twitch chat has it.
Damn it. They're so fast.
He's also a local guy.
What?
Yeah, he's a local flavor.
Gary DeSarcina, no.
Lou Maloney, Tom Glavine, Gary DeSarcina. Lou Maloney, Tom Glavine, Gary DeSarcina.
You guys got anything back there? It's not any of those guys. I'm fried after Ken Herbeck.
Tom Glavine?
This guy's not. Is Paul Sorrento's local?
He got it.
Wow.
Paul Sorrento went to St. John's Prep, born in Somerville.
What?
Yeah, born in Somerville. Then went to St. John's Prep, then went to Florida State, and then was drafted by the Angels. And the rest, as they say, is history.
Paul Sorrento?
Yeah.
Not good head of hair on that guy, I feel
oh,
like.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That was...
Hell yeah.
I feel like that's my number one Paul Sorrento memory, yeah.
Yeah.
He knew how to grow it.
He, what is he doing now? It looks like he was on the Angels coaching staff at one point. Not sure what he's doing now.
Mm.
Yeah.
Back in Somerville, maybe.
Could be. Could be listening to this right now.
Yeah, very,
he just
very,
did the little sass meme. Me? You're talking random player, me?
All right. That is the random ball player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned. You got WEEI Afternoons. You can dial them up, 617-779-7937. Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got Ted. Plus, Adam Schefter today at 3:45. And on the way next, stay tuned. It's the clip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Du jour.
All right, back here at Jones and Keefe's WEEI. It is time now for our clip du jour. Jones, you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, we got a call from our good friend Susan in Worcester. This time, not upset about any Drake May,
Josh Allen
comparisons. No, this was Roman Anthony.
Yeah, she's very versatile.
This is a baseball discussion Susan wanted to get in on.
Roman Anthony's name with a tiny. This guy is only up here for a cup of coffee. He didn't even have the whole year. And I got to listen to this crap just like Drake May. Well, all right, I give him credit.
We said we'd take Otani over.
We would take Otani. It was merely a hypothetical. Susan, now that we have you, what have you thought of Drake May the last few weeks?
I'm just telling you, he's been doing good. All right, I'll give you credit. But you guys, you're all having orgasms over him. It's the same old crap.
I had reasons,
until
too.
Until he wins a playoff game, then I'm going to say, wow. But I'm not saying nothing right now.
You hate Drake May. You hate Roman Anthony. I kind of respect it, actually.
Yeah.
No, I hate the media. These kids right. aren't doing it. It's right. you crummy frauds in the media. Let's have a poll.
Yeah.
We're going to leave it there. Let's have a poll.
Okay, let's have
one. She wanted a poll. All right.
Sure.
Okay, fair enough. But yeah, that was Susan.
She was all fired up in a hypothetical. We said, would you take Otani or any combination of a pitcher and hitter?
Yeah.
And we started discussing some of the hitters and pitchers we would take as a combo over Otani. We mentioned Roman Anthony's name. We both said we'd take Otani over Anthony and Crochet, Anthony and Scooble, et cetera. She got all heated over that.
Yes.
But she did, in fact, say in there, because you did a good job asking her about Drake May.
Yeah. I want to get her take.
If Drake May wins a playoff game, she will give him some credit. So she's now on the record for that.
She will then have the orgasm. Sorry to paint that picture.
It'll be her.
Well, it might be.
I'm going to
All right. But that's what she's saying.
That's what she said, yeah.
All right, so we'll have to, put a pin in that, I guess, until the playoffs roll around. Yeah, until the playoffs roll around, and we'll see.
Okay.
But she did make it clear she doesn't hate any of these players. She just hates the media.
No, she hates us.
Because they're all frauds.
Yeah, it's our fault is what it is.
Right.
Well, I'm sure she's a fan, unlike Brian Hoyer's father of Andy Hart and WEEI Afternoons. The crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. If you're looking for a spooktacular deal this Halloween, visit the 99 on Friday. Kids eat free, or you can feed the family at home with a family meal deal to go. You gotta love the Nines. What's up, Andy?
Hi, guys. How are you?
What does Hoyer's dad think of our show? Did he say?
No. But parents apparently do have strong opinions.
That makes sense.
I would, too.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
He wasn't a fan of your commentary for, Patriots.com or WEEI when he was a player, not the show. This goes back to Hoyer's playing days.
Yeah, no. Hoyer even threw in there something about I must have said I liked Mallett over Hoyer for the backup job or somewhere along the line.
See, it's funny because in every other town, people love the backup quarterbacks. It's sort of the unknown. But when Tom Brady's the starter, nobody here ever has liked the backup quarterback at all.
Well, there were Garoppolo people.
Belichick.
But a lot of the Bill people, I think, were kind of sneaky Garoppolo people.
Or maybe thought that he could be good, but I guess you're right. But like
short-lived, too, because then he kept breaking every time he did anything.
Sure, I'm not saying it lasted a long time.
Michael Bishop, and then Bailey Zappi, we got a little...
Well, right, because he didn't like the starter, though.
...flavor of it. But Michael Bishop is probably the last
one. That's the best one, yeah.
Where you had a real quarterback in Drew Bledsoe. And everybody kind of wanted to see Michael Bishop play, even though he couldn't play.
No. Well, but he had his moments. He was very fun in the preseason.
Preseason
and college.
In Kansas State?
Yeah.
I mean, real NFL games, not so
yeah,
much.
No. Milton 25 years ago.
You see Joe Milton throw an absolute bomb this weekend?
I did not.
Yeah,
Joe Milton got in there and threw
it. Couldn't crack the code.
Was it anywhere
that?
Near the receiver?
Yeah, touchdown.
Yeah,
he was making sure because he throws
bombs that miss the receiver.
Oh, no, this thing was a thing of beauty.
Dak couldn't crack the code against Denver. Joe Milton comes in and cracks the code. What do you know?
Yeah.
Are you a Milton guy?
He is a Milton guy.
No, I just think he's out of here because May didn't want him here. I do believe that firmly.
Yeah, somebody didn't want him here, clearly.
And I think
he wanted out of here. I was told he asked for a trade. That was how I was told at the end of it.
Yeah.
And then they were more than willing.
It's worked out.
Because that played into, who does he think he is? He's asking for a trade. He plays one game kind of thing. I think that helped expedite it. And then nobody was really all that interested in
him. I also don't think they got enough for him.
Because one was interested in him.
No, but you could have just had him sit there on your roster and have a backup quarterback. Unlike the guy you have now and maybe turn it into a higher pick.
Have gotten rid of all the guys that
Dobbs is good for three plays. I'll
Dobbs was awesome two weeks ago.
Joe Milton just came in and threw a touchdown pass. You won't give me any credit for that. Dobbs came in and
but all the guys that are upset about their playing time, whether they are right or wrong, are all gone.
Yeah, mostly.
You know, we don't need those guys anymore.
And now we don't question it anymore. You notice that, too?
Well, you're 6-2, it helps.
Right.
Yeah.
Early in the year, we're like,
Keep Peppers.
Peppers can't help you. This is stupid. He's one of your top 20 players in terms of talent. And now we're like, all right, Mike, good job. Whatever you think is best for the team. And in Mike, we trust.
But they got to get somebody in.
Yeah, I was just saying.
They got to make a move.
If this is all they do at the trade deadline, they just subtracted a couple of players, I don't like it.
And one doesn't play, and one, when he did, they put him man-on-man with Chris Olave. Oh, yeah. It was 55 yards later down the field.
Fine. Not good. But you might need depth, and Duggar did start games for you earlier
John
this year.
John Saunders, or whatever the hell his name is apparently the greatest practice squad safety in the NFL, because everybody's excited about that. And I'm like,
well, I'll tell you.
Hey, the guy didn't have a job. Who cares?
I'll tell you. Your co-host is very excited. He alerted me to this signing earlier today.
Which one?
Ted.
Oh boy!
Yeah,
I think he's in Celtics
today.
Game tonight. So this JB fight, John Saunders. Oh boy!
Were you watching JB?
I better loosen up.
Were you watching Jaylen Brown's Twitch?
Yeah, in which he didn't actually shave his head. Like, what are we doing?
He's got to do something.
He can't keep painting it.
No. See, I thought all the photos looked fake, so I asked Terp. He's like, no, he was at shoot-around with hair.
Could be fake hair.
Or spray paint. Something was on top of his head.
Is that
a toupee, you piece of crap?
He actually hasn't had hair all year.
I actually thought the photos that I saw of him bald looked good. I thought there was a little badass kind of Black Panther.
I believe the term is shaved.
You know what I didn't really approve of? Him calling LeBron and having that little chat.
Obnoxious.
But then I did realize, smart, if there's a bad hairline over the last
LeBron.
10 years,
so,
it's
no.
LeBron.
In that sense, it's funny.
And
that
you know he hilarious. Will have looked at every option, and apparently Turkey.
Carlos Boozer, no, don't do that. LeBron, what did LeBron do?
Mike Lombardi?
Yeah.
That's a bad one.
That's a rough one.
LeBron, hey, Mike, can I borrow that hair?
LeBron's headbands used to get?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not a normal headband
you can
buy.
Every year is headband
of headbands.
That's true.
So, we got Adam Schefter at 3:45, though. I'm very much looking forward to that. Yeah. Because we're just going to hammer
right before
him on
the deadline. Well, yeah.
A.J. Brown.
Just in time for all the news to break yesterday. But yeah, no, A.J. Brown, I agree, is a big one. And they should have moves up their sleeve before the deadline.
Well, yeah, I have to think that your depth concerns, like, these are the first step in a multi-step plan.
I agree.
But they might be Jags, but Jags that better suit their system. Yeah,
I agree. I'm just saying if they don't do that, then I'm going to wonder what they were doing. That's all.
Yeah, but you hate everything.
What? That's not true.
Some things.
Most things. Not everything.
Most things.
Stay tuned. You got WEEI Afternoon. Schefter is on. Hart, Fitzy, Ted. A lot of John Saunders talk. So stay tuned for it. Meanwhile, we are back tomorrow. We'll go on the clock at high noon. Halloween themed, I believe.
Oh.
Lots of Pats talk as well. So stay tuned for it tomorrow at 10 on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.